Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kelim, Perig Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Imagine if I told you I want 4 pounds of sugar. And somebody would say, okay, what kind of pounds? What do you mean, what kind of pounds? A pound is a pound, isn't it? Not necessarily. When Chazal give us measurements, it's not always the same. In the Midbar, they had measurements. In Yerushalayim, to each of those measurements, they added 5%. They added a 20th. Later on, towards the end of the times of, let's say, the Tkufas HaMishnayos near the Churban, when they were in Sepiri, north of Eretz Yisrael, they added another 5%. So when you give me a measurement, I have to know, do you mean what that meant in the Midbar, or what that meant in Yerushalayim later on, or in Sepiri? So our Mishnah clarifies. The Yesh Sha'am Rubim Midadaka. Sometimes when Chazal gave us a measurement, they meant a small measure. The smallest one was the one in the Midbar, like we explained. For example, Midas Halach v'Hayavish, when Chazal mentioned Midas Halach, those are liquid measurements, v'Hayavish are dry measurements. Midas Halach means a hin or chatzi hin. Where do we find this lashon, a hin, this measurement, a hin? Like by the Nesachim, the wine that was poured with some karbonis. So tell me if this sounds familiar. Let's say Musaf on Chalamayt. We craft him Isha Idol Hashem Parnim v'Nevakar Shnayim. 2 young bulls v'Ayel Echad, 1 ram v'Shiva Kvasim. 7 lambs b'Nei Shana in their first year. Tamimim Yulachem, unblemished. Uminchasim, when you bring along the mincha that comes along with it, or v'Niskeyem, or the wine that you pour with it, Kimidubar, Shloisha Esrainim, 3 Esrainim. Of flour lapar for the bull, ushnei esrainim, 2 esrainim, and the sarin is actually 1/10 of an epha, 2 esrainim, la'ayil for the ram, v'sarin, 1 esrain, 1/10 of an esrain, la'keves for each lamb. Okay, so the mincha is measured by esrainis. The liquid measurement, like the wine, is measured by a hin. For example, Rosh Chodesh, it says v'niskeyem, when they poured the wine, it was chatzi ahin, a half a hin, yelapar, ushlish ahin, a third of a hin, la'ayil, urevias ahin, and a quarter of a hin, la'keves yayin. So you should know, says our Mishnah, these measurements were b'mida daka, according to what it was in the Midbar. Midas halach, the liquid measurements, the hin, v'yavesh, the dry measurements, the isorain, shiuran. What were those measurements based on? B'italki, the same as it is, the Mishnah is saying, the same as it is in the times of the Mishnah, meaning to say, from the Mishnah's perspective, nowadays in Italy, which is really part of Yavan, and Zumidbaris, that's what the measurements were in the Midbar. In other words, the Mishnah is letting us know, if you want to know what it was in the Midbar, it's the same as it is today in Italy. The Mishnah is giving us the Italian measurements, which was known to them, so they could understand what was Bimei Moshe in the Midbar. V'yesha amru, yet there were other shiurim that Chachamim said that hakol lefi mashu adam, that they don't have any set table, so to speak, of, this is how much it is. But it depends who that person is. Is he a big person, a small person? For example, the kayin ha-kayin mitzvah mincha, the kayin has to scoop up the mincha by bending 3 of his fingers over his palm. That's called kimitza. And that's the pot that gets burnt on the mizbech. It's not an easy thing to do. But that gets measured by the size of the kayin's hand. There's no set amount how much a kimitza is. Another example is v'achoyfen es ha'ktayres, the kayin gadol, who scoops up the ktayres. He does so with his cupped hands. Right? He puts his 2 hands together, scoops up whatever ketayrus goes into those hands, and that gets burnt in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is it the same each year? No, it depends on the size of the Kohen Gadol's hands. This is learned from Sukkim. By the Kohen, as the Pasuk says, V'kamas Misham Eloi Kumsai, whatever goes into his hand. By the ketayrus HaYom Kippur, the Pasuk says, U'maloi Chavnav, ketayrus Samim Daka, whatever goes into the hands of the Kohen Gadol. Another type of shear which depends on the person, which is Negeya to us, not just the Kohanim, is v'hashaisa kimaloi lugma b'yom kippurin. If someone drinks, maloi lugma means full cheeks, a cheekful of liquid on Yom Kippur, that's the shear for him to be chayiv. How much is a cheekful? It depends how big your cheek is. Depends what goes into your mouth. It goes according to who the person is. Another example is, Ukemizain shtei sudas la'erev. You know that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you can't go out past the Tchum. You have only 2,000 amos in each direction from where you were kainah shvi'is on Shabbos. If you want to, let's say, go hear a shir from your Rebbe, but he's going to be giving that shir more than 2,000 amos away from your house, you can do what's called an eruvei techumen. That means that before Shabbos you put down some food, l'shem eruvei techumen, somewhere in the middle, and you say, oh, here's where I live. And being that you have 2,000 amos in each direction, so you have to make sure it's within 2,000 amos of where you really live on Shabbos. But it's as if I'm a guest in my house, and now I'm going to the place where I live, that's my Erev, and from there I have 2,000 amos. Let me explain it to you this way. Every person really has 2,000 amos in both directions. So how far can you walk in one shot on Shabbos? 4,000 amos. From the edge to where I live, and another 2,000 amos. So the Eruvei Techumen allows us to move the point of center away from where I'm actually eating and sleeping, and officially, because my food is there, that's my point of center. And Memela, I can go till my Erev and from my Erev 2,000 amos. I'll call upon it. You have to have at least two sudais over there for an Eruvei Techumen. What's called two sudais? That depends on who the person is. There's no set amount. How much do you usually eat during a meal? Which meal? How much I eat during breakfast, Tuesday morning, or Shabbos morning, by my suda, with the fish and the eggs and the chalt? So Zakta Mishnah Mizayne L'chayel. We're talking about that Tuesday morning breakfast. In other words, what you normally eat for two meals during the week, but not the amount that you eat on Shabbos. Avaloy l'Shabbos. Divi Reb Meir Zehalt Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds you eat less during the week and more on Shabbos. The geshmak of Shabbos food draws you in to eat more. Rabbi Yehuda says, L'Shabbos avaloy l'chayel. No, it refers to the amount of food he eats at two meals on Shabbos, but not to that Tuesday morning breakfast. But, this is important, Elu ve'elu miskavnin l'hakel. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are trying to give us a shear with less food. What? Rabbi Meir, I understand, your Tuesday morning breakfast is less than your suda on Shabbos, but if Rabbi Yehuda says that the shear for Erev is two meals on Shabbos, isn't that more than two meals and during the week? How can you say Rabbi Yehuda means to be lenient? And the answer is, Reb Meir holds, people eat more on Shabbos because the food is more geshmak. Reb Yehuda says people eat less on Shabbos because they have to eat three sudas. So the Shabbos suda is actually the smaller shear. Let me ask you something. Let's say someone has a huge appetite and he eats a tremendous amount. He has six plates of chum. That's how much he has to put for an Erev? So the Gemara in Erev says, no. What our Mishnah is saying is that if a person, let's say, is old or sick, he can't eat that much, he can put down less. But we don't say that if a person eats more than the average person, that he has to put down more. So both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda agree that we go l'kula, and it depends on the person. Depends on what the person usually eats. So Reb Shimon says, in regard to these two sudais, which is the shear for Erev, there's a set amount. And what is the set amount? Mishtei yodis l'kikr, mishalish l'kav. Sounds a little complicated, but it's not, and we have this shear many times. It's 2/3 l'kikr of a loaf of bread. 2/3 of a loaf of bread. What type of loaf of bread? And the answer is mishalesh l'kav, when you have three loaves that are made out of one kav of wheat. That's enough for the Erev. That means that a whole loaf is 1/3 of a kav. So all you need is 2/3 of a kav. So Rav Shimon says there's a set shear. It's 1/3 of a kav of wheat. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baraka says, he also says there's a set amount, but he gives us a different shear. Mikikar bepunyain me arba sin besela. Mikikar bepunyain, a whole loaf. But what type of a loaf? A loaf that you can buy for a punyain. Punyain is a small coin, but the price goes up and down. So we're talking about a time when you can buy 4 sa of wheat for a sela. Well, how many punyans are there in a sela? And the answer is 48. There are 48 punyans in a sela. So listen to me. Really, just to understand the Mishnah, we could touch the words. You understand that it's fine. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baraka Omer, once again, what is the shear? Mi kicker bepunyain, a whole loaf. Kicker is a loaf. Sometimes it can mean a block of silver, a block of gold, like by Haman, right? A seres alofim kicker kesef. But usually it means a loaf of bread. So mi kicker bepunyain, when a whole loaf sells for a punyain, when the price is mi arba so in besela, 4 saw of wheat sell for a seller. To understand it a little bit more so we can start breaking it down a little bit. But we'll do that after our chazara. Right now, let's just chazara of what we learned. Till now, we learned that there were 3 different ways that they measured. There was a smaller size, a medium size, and a larger size. In the midbar, Isarin meant one thing. A tenth of an ephah was a certain amount. Later on in Yerushalayim, it meant 20% more. They lifted all the measurements. They added 20% to it. Later on in Sepayr, they added another 20%. So our Mishnah began by telling us that sometimes when Chazal say a measure, they mean the smallest measure. Like, for example, the liquid and dry measures. When Chazal give us the shear of a hin or an asarain, they mean the smaller amount. To be practical, the Mishnah tells us it's the same amount that they use today in Italy. That's what they mean when they say a hin. And that, what they used in Italy, that measurement is the same as the midbar, as what we had during the days of Moshe in the midbar. Then there are sometimes Chazal give a measurement, and a dafka does not have a set amount. It depends who the person is, like the kainetz that the kain does when he scoops up the mincha. That depends on how big his hands are. Same is true for the kain when he cups his hands to fill it up with k'tiras. And the shear to be chayav for drinking on Yom Kippur, it's kimaloi lugma, a cheekful. Depends on how big a person's cheeks are. And at least according to some shitas, the shear of 2 sudas that you have to put down for a ruvei tachumen. Rabbi Meir said, it's a weekday Suda, not a Shabbos Suda. Rabbi Yehuda says a Shabbos Suda, but not a weekday Suda. And both mean to give a lesser amount. Rabbi Meir says, during the week, you eat less. On Shabbos, when the food tastes so much better, you'll eat more. Rabbi Yehuda says, on Shabbos, people eat less each meal because you have to have 3 meals. But here, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says that the 2 sudas for the Erev also have a set amount. What is the set amount? So Rav Shimon says, Mishtei Yodas Lekikr Mishalash Lekav, 2/3 of a loaf. What type of loaf? When 3 loaves are made out of 1 kav of wheat. So in other words, this loaf is made out of 1/3 of a kav of wheat. Rav Yoichan Ben Breiker has a shear, Mikikr Bepunyain Mi'arba Soin Besela. When a whole loaf, you could buy it for a punyain. And what's the general price? The price now is 4 saws of wheat for a seller. Okay, so you could really go on to the next mission if you would like. Let me remind you a couple of things, some of it we've seen before. Remember the siman of Askalov Gudai. We've mentioned that a few times. Take a piece of paper. Okay? On one line, I want you to write the word Askalov. Spell it like this. Aleph. Leave a little bit of a space, then a samach. Leave a little bit of a space, then a kuf. Leave a little bit of space, then a lamed. Leave a little bit of space, then a vase. Now, on the line underneath where you wrote the word Askalov, Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Vez, I want you to write the word Gudai, Gimel, Vav, Dalet, Vav, but this is how you should write it. Between the Aleph and the Samach, write a Gimel. Between the Samach and the Kuf, write a Vav. Between the Kuf and the Lamed, write a Dalet. Between the Lamed and the Vez, write a Vav. So on the top line, I have Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Vez. On the bottom line, between the Aleph and the Samach, I have a Gimel. Between the Samach and the Kuf, I have a Vav. Between the Kuf and the Lamed, I have a Dalid. Between the Lamed and the Beis, I have a Vav. So what's this, Shemais? No, let me tell you what it is. Very simple. Askalov stands for Eifa, Sa, Kav, Loig, Beya. The Aleph is Eifa, the Samach is Sa, the Kuf is a Kav, the Lamed is a Loig, the Beis is Beya. The Gudai is numbers. And Eifa is 3 Sa, that's the Gimel. A Sa is 6 Kav, that's the Vav. A Kav is 4 Lug, that's the Dalid. A Lug is 6 Bayim, that's the Vav. So the Gudai is the numbers. One more time. The Gimel between the Aleph and the Samach tells us that an Eifa is 3 Sa. The Vav between the Samach and the Kuf tells us a Sa is 6 Kavim. The Dalid between the Kuf and the Lamed tells us that a Kav is 4 Lug. And the Vav between the Lamed and the Beis tells us that a Loig is 6 Bay. So now you know what we said before in a Sarain, that means a tenth of an Eifa. So I have to know what kind of an Eifa. So the Mishnah told us, when we say a Sarain, we mean the Eifa that they had in the Midbar. Let's take a closer look now at Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika's Shir. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says the shear for an Erev is mikiker bepunyain, when a whole loaf sells for a punyain, during a time, me arbisa and besela, the fourth of wheat sell for a sela. So we're talking about when you buy it from a baker, there's a certain set price. Four saw is 24 kavim, right? Each saw is 6 kavim. Now, here comes another simon. This is for money. Either on the same paper or on a different paper. On the top, write the words sad map. Sad map? Yeah, samach dalet mempe. Sad map. Underneath, write the word doiv. Between the samach and the dalet, a dalet. Between the dalet and the mem of av. Between the mem and the pe, a beis. What's this? You tell me what Askel of Guda is. What's Sad Map and Doiv underneath? Good simon to remember things. The Samach stands for a Sela. Now we're talking coins, not measurements. The Samach is a Sela. The Dalid of Sad Map, the Dalid is a dinner. The Mem is a Ma. And the Pei is a Punyan. Again, the word on top, Sad Map. Samach Dalid Mem Pei. The Samach is a Sela. The Dalid is a dinner. The mem is a ma, the pay is a punya. Underneath sad map, write the word doiv, we said, right? Doiv is numbers. Between the samach and the dalet, you have a dalet. A sela is for dinner. Between the dalet and the mem, you have a vav. A dinner is 6 ma. Between the mem and the pay, you have a beis. A ma is 2 punya. If you're going to do the math, how many ma are there in a sela? 24. How many punyoins are there in a sela? 48, right? A sela is 4 dinarim, a dinar is 6 ma, and a ma is 2 punyoin. So how many punyoins are there in a sela? 48. Now, let's go back to the weight measurements. In 4 saw, you have 24 kavim. A saw is 6 kavim. So in 4 saw, you have 4 times 6, 24 kavim. So when 4 saw of wheat are sold to a baker for a sela, he is going to purchase with a punyoin a half a kav of chitin. A half a kav of wheat. But the baker has to make a profit. So when he's going to sell it, he's going to sell it for double the amount that he paid for the wheat. That's to cover the work that he put in and the expenses that he has. He has to grind it and bake it. So a kicker that's purchased for a punyain, the reality is only a quarter kav. In a quarter kav, you have 6 bayim. And that's a b'yechidim and breikah shir, 6 bayim. So really, Rav Shimon and Rav Yochanan ben Breika argue in two things. According to Rav Shimon, if you do the math, a kicker is 8 bayim. According to Rav Yochanan ben Breika, it's 6 bayim. According to Rav Shimon, you also don't need a whole kicker. You only need 2/3 of a kicker, which would be 5 1/3 bayim. According to Rav Yochanan ben Breika, you need a whole kicker, which would be 6 bayim. If you were with us in Masechtas Erevin, you would remember this Mishnah. Lahalacha, what's the shear of Eruvei Techumen? You need 2 sudas for every single person. If the person you're making the Eruv for is takasik, or he's old, he doesn't eat that much, then it goes according to how much he eats. But if someone has a tremendous appetite, he doesn't have to add. It goes according to the average, and the average is 6 bayim of pas, or it could be any other type of meichel. There's a yesharm in Shulchan Aruch, 8 bayim. L'chatchil is supposed to be machmir, but if you have bread and something else that you're dipping it into, so it could be the average amount you would eat by a suda. And if you want to see more about this, you can look it up in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Tav Tes, Sif Zayin, and the Mishnah Berurah over there. But again, in order to understand the Mishnah, you don't have to know all these cheshbonos. Just that according to Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, there is no set amount. According to Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, there is a set amount. According to Rav Shimon, it's 2/3 of a loaf of bread. Comes out to 5 1/3 bayim of wheat. And according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, it's a whole loaf. According to his cheshbon, a loaf would be the equivalent of 6 bayim.